to. It is 7 o'clock, and I'd like to call this meeting of the Summit Hill School Board to order. We will be working remotely for this meeting. At this time, I am going to ask Mr. Faber to conduct a roll call, please.
Mr. Martin.
Here.
Mrs. Storino.
Here.
Mr. Leonard.
Here.
Mr. Faber here. Mrs. Borgens.
Here.
Mr. Marin.
Here.
Ms. Murphy is out with notice.
Thank you very much. And I hope that this will be issue-free and a relatively quick meeting, but I'd like to thank you all for taking the time to jump on a call and conduct a meeting, which, of course, we're doing remotely in alignment with the governor's adjustment to the Open Meetings Act. So I hope that you are all safe and well, and that everyone's family is doing fine. Jumping into the action items, we will start with the consent agenda, which is on page 7 of your board book.
Excuse me, Scott, Rich, I've just received a text message from someone who's trying to listen, and they're asking if we can turn up the volume, Kevin, because they're having a hard time hearing.
Kevin, are you able to turn up the volume, or?
They may need to put their phone on speaker. Okay. Well, I'm sure they're listening, but I just received that.
Okay.
Okay. They might be watching. They may be. They didn't say how they were listening.
Okay, so diving into the consent agenda, and I'll try to speak up here. This is on page 7 of your board book. Okay, can everybody hear me now?
Yeah, and they're receiving it better now.
Okay.
They're using their laptop, and the volume got better.
Okay. So moving into the consent agenda, page 7 of the report book, can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the items on the consent agenda for this meeting as presented, including 3A1, approval of the bills list dated April 1st, 2020?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments on this? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Storino.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Merritt.
Aye. And the motion carries. That will take us down into new business. And we start with the cancellation of April activities. Please note that this agenda was put in place before the governor's order
extending the stay in place through the month of April. So there is not a lot that we can do here, but we are going to take official action, which will allow individuals engaged with the Washington, D.C. trip to begin the effort of seeking refunds using the insurance that was purchased for everyone. So
no,
at this time,
excuse me, Rich, are we able to give parents, or will we be able to give parents that link or paperwork on how to do that?
I don't know. It'll be handed over to the trip coordinators.
Okay, thank you.
So can I have a motion that the board approve the cancellation of all April extracurricular and co-curricular activities, including but not limited to the 8th grade Washington, D.C. trip, the National Junior Honor Society induction ceremony, and the spring choir concert, as well as all non-District 161 activities scheduled in our buildings during April.
So moved.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments on this? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Storino.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. Please note, as an agenda item on the April 15th agenda, we will be discussing the May activities through the end of this calendar or this school year. Moving forward, the extension of the student re-registration fee. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education extend the $30 off student re-registration fee incentive from the current end date of April 30th to June 30th, 2020?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments on this? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Storino.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgen.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. And moving on to our last action item, which is on page 15 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education ratify the Memorandum of Understanding between the Board of Education and the District 161 Union regarding the remote learning for e-learning days as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments on this? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Storino.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgen.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. Also, and as an agenda note, on the April 15th agenda, I will be placing an item to discuss how grades will be put forth for the remainder of this school year and the time outside so that we can get a uniformed application across the district. And we'll get an update from the superintendent to the extent possible regarding the e-learning at that time. So that takes us through our action item. Public comments. We do have a couple of public comments that were sent in to the superintendent, and I will now read those. I will read these verbatim, how they were received, to the best of my ability. This first one is from Heather Mashek, and the comment is, I would like to propose that we operate under the assumption that kids will not likely return to the brick-and-mortar classroom this school year at all, as this is a very distinct possibility. This decision will force us to make the most robust plan for our children at this time. Remote learning in this district is proposed as learn-at-your-own-pace environment, which may work for some students, but many others will struggle with this. Therefore, as parents, we will likely be using our time to monitor and motivate them. If they were e-learning in real time, connecting with their classroom teachers in the form of e-lectures, according to their actual school schedules, it would provide more structure and therefore a higher commitment to learning. I think the flexibility of working at the student's own pace will put more of a burden on parent or parents, and many kids may fall through the cracks if the parents are still working. I know many other teachers and students in other public schools / districts that have already implemented e-learning for the past couple of weeks of this pandemic. They struggled with minor tech issues at times, but overall the response I have heard was very positive. While e-learning is not the bare minimum standard, many parents I have talked to think it should be considered. I feel that e-learning and not self-paced remote learning should be a priority at this time. We live in a very technological society, and this can serve as an asset to us during this difficult time. If lack of tablets is an issue, we can use the existing tablets that are not being used by some students for others in need within the district. I noticed that very few people signed up for tablet pickup at the schools my children attend, Walker and Summit Hill. I also really want to take this time to thank you and all the highly dedicated teachers for all of your hard work and helpful communications during this stressful and overwhelming time. I hope that we can find a solution that is in the best interest of our children, teachers, and families. And that ends that comment. I know that we will have an evolution in our remote teaching, and we will get an update on that as we go from the superintendent, and again, hopefully have one in place for the next board meeting. The next public comment comes from Michael Archbold. I want to thank the Summit Hill School Board for being proactive in regards to the e-learning days. It was refreshing that after the announcement was made on the 13th of March, an initial plan was in place the following week. I also want to thank all of the teachers in the district for being flexible and still working with all of the students. It is tough, and you will persevere because you care about the kids. I am proud to be an educator, but I'm also proud that my kids attend Summit Hill School District. Thank you again. And that ends that public comment. And I also have one from Marcia Hernandez. The comment reads, I wanted to send a note for the public comment for the school board meeting this evening. My family and I would like to send our appreciation to all teachers, staff, and administration members for all that you do, especially in these trying times for our community. Your spot on communication and keeping our children engaged has allowed this transition to e-learning to go much more smoothly. Please keep it up. We love to be informed. That is all I have at this time. Dr. Raines, is there any additional comments?
Yes, two have come over. The first one is a question for the board meeting from James McIntyre. It says, I'm curious how this will affect evaluations of students on IEPs. Have there been any discussions on this aspect of the changes as of yet? Thank you for your time.
So we're not really in a position to respond to that, but I would ask the Director of Special Education to respond to that question. And if there's something, Dr. Raines, that needs to be sent out to everyone on that, please include it in your next update.
I will. There's one additional one. It's from parent Dana West. It says, why can't they reschedule the DC trip instead of flat out canceling it? It's a huge thing that she's looked forward to for so many years now. It can't be postponed and rescheduled instead. That's the end of that one.
So I can't speak for the entire board on this, but I can say that, trust me, I feel very, very badly about this, and I believe I speak for all the board members when I say that everyone feels bad about doing that. One of the issues that we have is we don't know when this quarantine will end, and after the end of this school year, the eighth grade students who would be involved will no longer be District 161 students. And so planning activities with students who would no longer be ours after the end of the school year is not possible. And again, I believe I speak for the board when I say that this is certainly not something we wanted to do. We see this impacting our own children, college children, the high school kids, but unfortunately there's not much opportunity to do anything else for us here, as rescheduling the trip in May would be futile, and after that the eighth grade students will no longer be District 161 students in line with the promotion schedule that the Illinois State School Board put together.
Mm-hmm. That would conclude the public comments.
Thank you very much. I want to thank everyone for listening in. We do have future meeting dates. The future meeting dates will be April 15th at 7 p.m. Likely, it will be another remote virtual board meeting as we conducted today. Again, I realize this is not ideal, but it's really the only alternative we have in an effort to keep everyone, including staff, board members, and the public safe. So I thank you for listening in, and that will conclude our meeting. So at this time, can I have a motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments from anyone before we adjourn?
I just want to thank the staff and everyone who put so much effort in getting us prepared and with this something that came out of the blue, this act of God and all the effort that has come from the administrative staff as well as the teachers in the building and parents at home. I know it's difficult, but I think we are on the right track. So thank you to everyone.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to let everyone know that the efforts on the tablet and getting the communication to our parents and students in the community has been very well received. I've received a number of emails and text messages from our parents in the community who, while struggling with other issues, whether it be work or other children and their schedules, have really sent really positive feedback to our administration, our teachers, our principals, and that we just need to keep it going.
Thank you.
I would just second the comments of the other board members. I think they're right on in what they said. Thank you to everyone.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn. Been made and seconded. All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Any opposed.
And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for your time and effort today. Thank you.